Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. And we're so excited today to be back on our radio broadcast on today. We came on early today so we could have a meeting on today. I don't know who's all going to be here, but God is good. That's all I can say. I just give reverence to God, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Deans and his absence, and to all of you, my father's children. I just thank and praise God on today for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on today. God is a good God, and I give him praise on today. There were some things I wanted to talk about in the business meeting on today, but until someone comes, we won't talk about anything until 7:30. So, but indeed, I do thank God for everyone in everything. So we're just going to try to wait until someone comes on. Get the song ready just in case someone do. Okay. Yes, we give God praise and we give him glory. He's trying to find a song or something.
Thank you.
All right. Let it come on. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Beans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. And we're in the Prayer Room Ministry. And we're so excited to be back on the radio broadcast for our studying the Word of God on today, our Bible class. We're going to get ready to call it to order, but we first want to give reverence to God, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Deans and his absence, and to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Just want to call our Bible study to order. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. Amen.
Oh,
scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 110. I said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Creep forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. I have just read you Psalms 10 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just come confessing tonight and repenting and asking for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Lord, we come first of all asking you to bind the strong man up tonight, Lord. We bind the strong man from our lives, Lord. We bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast. Every demonic force that's with the strong man, Lord, we bind him right now. Every demon on assignment, your assignment is counsel. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you right now to sweep this line on tonight and sweep this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you right now to bless our Bible class on tonight, Lord, and bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice and the ones that's not on, Lord, them as well. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we bind every demon, every witch, every warlock, every wizard, every incubus, every succubus, every spirit spouse, every sex demon, every marriage-breaking spirit, every spirit of infirmity. Lord, we bind every demonic force, every evil spirit. Lord, we bind right now. We bind you up. We cast you out, and we command you to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have no power and no authority in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you on tonight, Lord, to open up our minds and our understanding, our heart, that we may just receive your word and understand your word the way you would have us to. Father, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. We just give praise and reverence to God. We're going to get ready for the reading of God's word on tonight. Let me get my big Bible out. Okay, we're going to start with chapter 30. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children, or else I die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, am I in God's stead? Who have withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? And she said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear up on my knee, that I may also have children by her. And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to wife. And Jacob went in to her, and Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, God hath judged me, and hath also heard my voice, and hath given me a son. Therefore called she his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again and bare Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, with great wrestling have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali. And when Leo saw that she had left bearing, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her Jacob to wife. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a son. And Leah said, "A troop cometh," and she called his name Gad. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a second son. And Leah said, "Happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed." And she called his name Asher. And Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them into his mother, Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, "Give me, I pray thee, for thy son's mandrakes. And she said unto her, "It is a small matter that thou hast taken my husband, and wouldest thou take away my son mandrakes also?" And Rachel said, "Therefore he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes." And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him and said, "Thou must come in unto me, for surely I have hired thee with my son's mandrake." And he lay with her that night. And God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob the fifth son. And Leah said, "God have given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband." And she called his name Issachar. And Leah conceived again and bare Jacob a sixth son. And Leah said, "God have endowed me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons." And she called his name Zebulun. And afterwards she bare a daughter and called her name Dinah. And God remembered Rachel, and God talking to her and opened her womb, and she conceived and bare a son and said, "God have taken away my reproach." And she called his name Joseph and said, "The Lord shall add to me another son." And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph that Jacob said unto Laban, "Send me away that I may go unto my own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go. For thou knowest my service which I have done thee." And Laban said unto him, "I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake." And he said, "Appoint me thy wages, and I will give it." And he said unto him, "Thou knowest how I have served thee, and how thy cattle was with me, for it was little which thou hadst before I came, and it is now increased unto a multitude. And the Lord hath blessed thee since my coming. And now, when shall I provide for my own house also?" And he said, "What shall I give thee?" And Jacob said, "Thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock. I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from this all the speckled cattle and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me in times to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me." And Laban said, "Behold, I would it might be according to thy word." And he removed that day the he-goats that were ring-straight and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hands of his son. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flock. Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of the hazel and chestnut tree and pure white straight in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rod which he had peeled before the flock in the gutters, in the watering trough, when the flock came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flock conceived before the rod and brought forth cattle, ringed straight, speckled and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs and set the face of the flock toward the ring straight, and all the brown in the flock of Levi. And he put his own flock by themselves and put them not unto Levi cattle. And it came to pass whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive that Jacob laid the rod before the eyes of the cattle in the gutter that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in. So the feebler were Laban and the stronger Jacob. And the man increased exceedingly and had much cattle, maid servants and cattle and camels and asses. Chapter 31. And he heard the word of Laban's son, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's have he gotten all this glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers, and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock, and said unto them, I see your father's company, that it is not toward me as before, but the God of my father have been with me. And you know that with all my power I have served your father, and your father have deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. If he said thus, the speckle shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckles. And if he said thus, the rings straight shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle rings straight. Thus God have taken away the cattle of your fathers and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived that I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ringed, speckled, and grizzled. And the angel of God spoke unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now thy eyes and see. All the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-straight and speckled and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee, and I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest a pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now rise and get thee out from the land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted for him strangers, of him strangers? For he hath sold us and hath quite devoured also our money. For all the riches which God hath taken from our father, this is ours and our children's now. Then whatsoever God hath said unto thee, do. Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels, and he carried away all his cattle and all his goods, which he had forgotten, which he had gotten, the camel of his getting, which he had gotten in Paneram, for to go to Isaac, his father, in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to share his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. And Jacob stole away unaware to Laban the Syrian, and in that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the river and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled, and he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey, and they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban in Syrian in a dream by night and said unto him, take heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brother pitched in the mount of Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, "What hast thou done? Thou hast stolen away unaware to me and carried away my daughters as captives, taken with the sword. Wherefore didst thou flee away secretly and steal away from me, and didst not tell me that I might have sent thee away with myrrh and with song and with tabret and with the harp, and hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Thou hast now done foolishly in so doing. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt, but the God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, Take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob, either good or bad. And now, though thou wouldest need be gone, because thou sought longest after thy father's house, yet there, wherefore hast thou stolen my God? And Jacob answered and said to Laban, Because I was afraid, for I said preadventure that wouldest take by force thy daughters from me. With whomsoever thou findest thy God, let him not live before our brethren, discern thou what is thine with me, and take it to thee. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservant tents, but he found them not. Then went he out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture and set upon them. And Laban searched all the tents, but found them not. And she said to her father, Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of women is upon me. And he searched, but found not the images. And Jacob was wroth and enthroned with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, What is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hostly pursued after me? Whereas thou hast reached all my stuff, what have thou found of all thy household stuff? Sit it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both. This 20 years have I been with thee, thou ewes and thou sheep goat have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus was in the day the drought consumed me, and in the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters, and 6 years for the cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times, except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac have been with me. Surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God have seen my afflictions and the labor of my hand, and rebuked thee yesternight. And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that thou seest is mine. And what can I do this day unto thee? These my daughters are unto thy children which they have borne. Now therefore come thou, let us make covenant, I and thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee. And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said unto his brethren, Gather stones. And they took stones and made a heap, and they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called it Jigger Sahadot, whatever that is, Sahadot. But Jacob called it Gilead. And Laban said, This heap is a witness between me and thee this day. Therefore was the name of it called Gilead. And Mizpah, for he said, The Lord which watch between me and thee, when we are absent one for another, if thou shalt
afflict my daughter, or if thou shalt take over wives besides my daughters, no man is with us. See, God is witness betwixt me and thee. And Laban said to Jacob, behold this heap, and behold this pillar, which I have cast betwixt me and thee. The heap be witness, and this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm, that God, the God of Abraham and the God of Nahor, the God of their fathers, judge between us. And Jacob sware by the fear of his father Isaac. And Jacob offered sacrifice upon the mount, and called his brethren to eat bread, and they did eat bread, and tarried all night in the mount. And early in the morning, Laban rose and kissed his sons and his daughters and blessed them. And Laban departed and returned unto his place. Woo! Amen. Praise God. Let's get started. We're in chapter 30. Let me see. Let me get my papers and things down. Okay. I'm over here in 32. Okay. Name, the first question is, name Bilhah's sons and the meaning of their names. Can anybody do that?
Bilhah had Dan, and his name meant judge.
Mm-hmm.
And Naphtali, his name
mm-hmm.
meant wrestling. And Gad,
mm-hmm.
that meant troop. And Asher,
mm-hmm.
happiness.
Amen. Amen. What did Rachel, wait a minute, okay, name Zilpah's sons and the meaning of their name? Let's see. Anybody? Okay. Did I read it right?
Mm-mm.
I didn't.
Mm-mm.
Oh, so you named both, all of them? It says on the end of behind there, it says, what did Bilhah's sons, name the Bilhah's sons and the meaning of their name. And then B, it says, name Zilpah's sons and the meaning of their names. Let me see.
Oh.
Let me see. Zilpah, that was Leah's name. The name of Asher.
And Gad.
Gad, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about Gashner. Gad and Ashner, I'm missing. it's Gad. So let me see what the meaning of their names are.
Gad means troop, and Asher means happy, if those are the names.
Yeah, Gad and Asher. Yeah, Gad. Let me find it. Okay. What verse is it in?
Verse 11.
Yes. 11
through 13, chapter 30.
There must be a page torn out of here. Anyway.
anyway, let me look in here. Okay. Truth. Leah said the truth comes, and she named his name Gad, so that means truth. Okay. And happy. Anyway, we got that. What did Rachel want from Leah's son, Reuben? What did she want for his, from his son?
Was it the mandrake?
Mandrake.
Mandrake.
Uh-huh. Why did she want the mandrake? Huh?
So you can have kids, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I know that's what it is, because I was like, oh, that's going to help.
Yeah, so she can, you know, try to have a baby conceived by Jacob.
They were used to help a woman conceive. Mm-hmm. That's what they were used for. Okay. What was the trade proposed between Rachel and Leah? What was supposed to happen there?
She was trying to get her, she wanted to sleep with Jacob.
That's right.
I kept on going over and over there. Yeah.
Mhm. Because Leah could lay with Jacob for the night, and Rachel could receive the mandrake to try to get pregnant. Mhm. I don't know what mandrakes are.
It's like a fruit or some type of, I have it written down at home, but it's some type of fruit.
It's a Mediterranean plant of the nightshade family with white or purple flowers and large yellow berries. It has a bark freshly rooted that supposedly resembles the human form and was formerly widely used in medicine and magic, allegedly shirking was pulled from the ground. I see them. I done seen these plants before, look like. A mandrake is the root of a plant, historically derived either from a plant of the genus Mandragora, found in the Mediterranean region, or from the other species such as Byronia alba, the English mandrake, which has some similar properties. The plant from which the root is obtained are also called mandrake. Okay. Amen. I just wanted to know what they were. Name Leah's last sons and the meaning of their name. Leah's last sons.
Is it Iskabar?
Iskar.
Yeah, I'm not at home. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And what did his name mean?
Okay, let's see.
Is it war or blessing? Blessed. Yeah, his name means blessed.
I'm so mad with myself because I can't find these scriptures. Something going on here. Okay, wait a minute. Okay.
Reward.
Issachar is wages, W-A-G-E-S, wages, and you say, what's the other one name?
Is And that means his name means dwelling. Mhm. His name means dwelling. And
What you say Iscar name meant?
Iscar name mean wages, W-A-G-E-S, wages.
Okay. Or reward.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it ain't in my thing, but it probably could mean that, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's about just the same thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What was Leah's daughter's name?
Bedina.
Uh-huh. I see Diana. My notes being still. What was her name meant? What do it mean?
Vindicated.
Mm-hmm. Or judgment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was Rachel's son name, everybody? Love.
Joseph?
Oh,
mm-hmm. Right.
Everybody loves Joseph. I ain't want to
right,
see
right.
that.
Right.
His name is Joseph. What does his name mean?
Adding. That's what it said in my Bible.
Yep. He will add. Mm-hmm. He will add. Amen. Mhm. And okay. When was he born? Anybody?
You said when?
Uh-huh. He was born in the 14th year of serving Laban, because you know he served Laban 20 years. He served him 20 years, so it was in the 14th year. That he was born. Okay. Why did Laban want Jacob to stay? Why did he want Jacob to stay? He wanted him to stay because the Lord was blessing Jacob, and he was being blessed because of Jacob.
Yeah.
While Jacob was there, because he knew when Jacob left, that blessing was gonna go too. Mm-hmm. Number 7. What did Jacob want as wages this time? Oh, because he had been there for 14 years, but you know, Laban asked him to stay another 6 years. And so it was, what was the wages for him to stay there?
was it the goats? He wanted some of the animals.
Yeah, he wanted all the fox, spotted and speckled sheep and lamb would be his when he finally left. When he finally leaves. Mhm. All the speckled and the spotted and speckled sheep and lamb. Okay. What did Jacob use to help the livestock conceive and speckle and spotted? I don't know what this was, but it. Oh, I ain't supposed to be saying nothing. What child?
A rod?
It was a rod, and it came from a green poplar almond and chestnut tree. And he peeled it. And he put it down. And am I supposed to be saying no? We're almost there, so I can talk about it. Where did he place them, these rods? Where did he place them? Where did he put them?
In the water.
Mm-hmm. And how did the livestock look?
That was exactly what he asked for.
Yeah. That's right. They came out streaked, speckled and spotted, and were stronger than Laban's stuff. Now, that was something, because God gave him that wisdom, that divine wisdom, to get a rod from a green poplar almond and chestnut tree and put that down in the trough where they drink. And then they was conceiving right over there by the trough. Getting pregnant because they was drinking out that water from that thing, just like them mandrakes was helping women get. That's a fruit. That's a fruit. How in the heck you help somebody get pregnant, conceive? So, and then another thing about this, and then we're gonna go on to the next one. We don't have that many. Questions in that one, and we still got your time. How this thing happened with Jacob, Rachel, that had the same, she did the same thing Sarai did. Same thing. She started giving the handmaid to her husband, and God wasn't pleased with that. He wasn't pleased with that. I mean, He didn't say too much, but God wasn't pleased with Jacob taking them different wives, the handmaids and the sisters and all this kind of stuff. And I know Rachel felt bad just like Sarah did, because in those days it was disgrace. Women was disgraced if they couldn't give their husband conceive. If they couldn't give him a man child anyway, that it was a disgrace for a woman. So she was still in some type of way, but she should have waited. She should have waited, but no. She went on and told, what's her name, Bilhad, to go in there and lay with her husband and all this kind of stuff. You don't do that. God wasn't pleased with that, and Sarah did the same thing of Abraham. That's something. That is something. And after she then went through two, three handmaids and her sister again, and then she still didn't nothing happen with her until God got ready for it to happen. That's something. That's something. It's a lot more. It's deep in this. It's really deep. And then Rachel then took some idol gods from her daddy. And it's going to mess Jacob up in the long run if he don't get them things out of the camp where he with him. That's why the Lord did not want Jacob's boy. That's why the Lord told him to get on away from there. He was trying to get him away from there. He said, get on away from here. I don't want them boys to be brought up by these idol gods, because Laban was worshiping idol gods. And so he didn't want the rest of them kids to be brought up by them, you know, in worshiping those idol gods and stuff. He blessed Jacob while he was there, but God knew it was idol gods in Laban's house. So, and then Rachel was, she was raised by that. So she wanted to, she felt like that was her inheritance. That's how she was raised. She didn't know any better. So she stole it and took it with her and her husband. But Jacob probably would have told her, no, don't bring that. If he had known, but he didn't know. He didn't know one bit. So then Laban came because he was mad because Jacob didn't tell him he was leaving. And Jacob left without telling him anything because Laban was looking at him all stupid side the head like he, you know how somebody when they're getting jealous, y'all know. They be looking at you funny, treating you funny, and acting stupid. And all the time, they jealous, wanting to do this, and all this kind of crazy stuff. You done worked for them 20 years. All this kind of stuff. Just use them, call yourself using them, and Lord was right there with him. Didn't let Laban hurt him, but he went on and let it, because you know Jacob had did everybody all kind of ways, so he had to get some payback some kind of way. God was letting him get some of that barbed wire payback, you know, some, you know, you get it back and sometimes it's scratched like barbed wire, so it was scratching him. And but he was ready to go. He said, I want to go and take care of my own house. So he called himself even going to deceive him with the cattle and the sheep and stuff. And God blessed that to turn out in his favor. And that's why then he going to come after him. That's crazy. But this was good. I loved it. I really did. We're going to go on through these four questions in 31. Who told Jacob to leave Laban's house? Who told him?
The Lord.
Yes. Why did Jacob send gifts to Esau? Wait a minute. I'm in the wrong one. Y'all better get me. What did Rachel take from Laban's house? It's all gone. Crazy girl. What'd she take out of that guy?
The statue?
Yeah, she took some idol god. Where did she put it in? What'd she put it in? She put it in with the in the camel's furniture, in the camel's saddle, which she sat on. It was down in there. You know they got a big old hump and stuff. Why did Laban not look there? I was wondering why he didn't look there too.
She said, I know. She, in her womanly way.
She was on her period, yeah. that's why the saddle would be unclean. So he didn't. He was like, oh, no, I ain't going to do that. You know, back then, they ain't supposed to touch that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So how long had Jacob stayed with Laban?
Twenty years.
Mm-hmm. That was a long time for to marry one girl. He ended up with two wives. He ended up with about three or four wives out of there. Mm-hmm. What would be the age of Jacob's oldest child at this time? At this time.
Uh,
About 12 years old. See, his firstborn was born from Leah after his first 7 years with Laban. And you subtract the first year of Leah's pregnancy from the remaining 13 years of Jacob's time with Laban. And then we have 12 years since the first child was born.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that was real close. I'm telling you that, but that was good. That stuff right there. He worked all them years for that man, and he still wasn't ready for him to go. He wanted him to stay there because he was being blessed. That is crazy. And every man needs to be in their own house and stuff. You know what I'm saying? People want to have their own stuff. They don't want to, you know, because every man king of his castle, he's the king there at that house. He you know, God looking at the man to be the head, and it can't be two men at the head. Like, it can't be two women in the wife's place. But it is four wives. But God was really, he didn't really like that. He didn't like that. And now all of these are the tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel. All of these boys that Jacob got, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan. Wait a minute, that's too many. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. No, it's right. Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Joseph, and Benjamin, because Rachel bore Benjamin, but she probably won't do it until the 32nd chapter. But he was the baby.
Mm-hmm.
He was Joseph's baby, Benjamin. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he's been born yet when they leaving house. Mm-hmm. So this was good for me. I read the two out of it. I didn't feel like reading it, but I read it. And I studied it something. And I studied a lot of it. Mm-hmm. So anybody have any comments or questions on anything before we get ready to go?
I just wanted to make a little point about that layman being not wanting Jacob to leave. I've seen that a lot in ministry, not this ministry though, but I've seen that a lot in ministry. I've seen that a lot in ministry, you know, guys sitting under pastors and them just not wanting them to leave. They're holding them down and holding them back. They're blessing the ministry, you know, getting the ministry growing, and they just not wanting that pastor, that preacher to leave. And it's just, you know, they got to go. They, you know, God called them a pastor, and they got a flock that God has called them to. They got to go.
They got to go.
And so, you know, that just reminded me of, you know, I've seen some pastors like that, but, you know, it's just something. You know, because, you know, with men, you know, they're going to leave, you know, from a household. You know, they're going to leave. They're not going to hold them down. But I've seen that in ministry, how the pastors just try to hold their ministers and preachers back and won't allow them to go and... And just want them to bless they ministry, and you know, and they're blessing the ministry is growing, and just you know, and then when they leave, they get jealous, and then they like my husband said, they take some of their members with them.
Yeah, they tell them, because that happens too.
They take some of the flock, the sheep.
That's exactly right. That's how they do it. But when you know the will of God, because a lot of these Baptist preachers, they don't believe in their prophecy and stuff. So when you know the will of God, when you know what God said, train them up, train them, send them out.
Right.
When he said, right. when he got them disciples, he trained them up and he sent them out two by two. You can't do that. You can't keep them in. That's why ain't nobody hardly here. Because all them ones, you know how many folk I done had over the years? Gone. It's time for you to go. Well, go ahead. You know, I can't hold nobody because they don't belong to me. That's why people get it mixed up. They not my sheep. They God's sheep. I'm just tending. I'm just shepherding. They don't belong to me. I'm caring for them for God. And when you care for them, you don't let anybody treat God's sheep any kind of way, especially you. When they get out of line, you take your staff and you get them back in line. But you don't try to hold them down where they can't get where they need to be. Because they can only stay there so long. You can only teach them so much. So you're absolutely right. They be wanting to stay right there for 30 years. Right there. Still reading the same old scriptures, the same old Dr. White. Every Sunday. Praying the altar call every Sunday. Or opening doors for the church every Sunday. For 20, 30 years. That's not God's way. God wants us to go out, get folk, witness, talk. You know, he wants you to go tell somebody about the Lord. And then you can bring them back to the church and you can do whatever you want to do. But you need to go out. That's why I keep saying we got to witness. We got to. That's what God called us to do. Tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Now, they may not even come back to this ministry. They may go somewhere else, but God going to send somebody to this ministry because I'm witnessing and they went somewhere else. I don't worry about it because God already knows. He already knows. So anyway, I like that. That was good. So anyway, we're going to get ready to close out. I like that talk and stuff like that because you be able to get a lot of stuff out that needs to be gotten out. And it's a whole lot of stuff we left going in here, but we're going to let it stay in here for next time we come back through here. It'll be out.
Quick question before you go.
Okay.
So is this the Joseph that was with Mary? I got it.
No. Mm-mm, no, this not him. No, this boy right here. This is Jacob's boy. Mm-hmm. It's Jacob. You're gonna like this Joseph. I mean, you like everybody in the Bible, but not everybody. But you like. But this young man gonna have almost a sermon you can preach about what he's going through. You're gonna see. But no, you're gonna. Yeah, it's personal. Mm-hmm. With Joseph.
Yeah, this is personal. This is the one that was captured and sold and right.
Mm-hmm. He went through a whole lot of stuff for the calling that's on his life. God had a purpose for him. Uh-huh.
Yes.
So God bless.
Dreamer.
Mm-hmm. Sure was. He was a dreamer. Mm-hmm. Well, God bless everybody. I'm so thankful. We had a couple of people not on tonight. That's why we're not still talking right now. And y'all know that. But we thank and praise. We thank and praise God for all of you. And I had such a good time in this because I thought I was going to be so tired that I wasn't going to be able to do it. But every time I think that God always just step in. So we're going to get ready to close out and we'll be right back here on Thursday for our Bible class. Father, we just thank you for each and every one that's on this radio broadcast. I ask you to cover each one of them in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger on tonight. I ask you to bless their families, cover their cars, Lord, their homes, Lord, and whatever, Lord, that they own, Lord. I ask you to cover them now and encamp angels wherever they are, Lord, whatever they're doing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless this ministry, Apostle Dean, and everyone in their respective places. I ask you to bless them right now in the name of Jesus. And thank you for the word. Thank you for this word, God. Thank you for allowing us to receive your word. I ask all these things. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. Be right back here on Thursday. God bless you. Have a good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.